Time to Reigns, hard at it, followed by Lawyer, then Pin 6, Exhilarate and Catch Me. Yes, 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 and Tenley are last and second last. Kiyomichi at the 350 lead. Under the pump is Anaheed, followed by Vincero Valari. Microphones picking up on the rails. At the 200, Kiyomichi, two lengths clear from Anaheed. Microphone, wide out Loving Gabby. Lawyer with a big run late, but Kiyomichi's clear. They're queued up. Microphone second. It betraying, giving chase. Kiyomichi in front from Microphone and Lawyer, and Kiyomichi led all the way. Kiyomichi beats Microphone in the slipper, and getting up for third in the white cap was Lawyer, then Loving Gabby. From Time to Rain, Anaheed, Cosmic Force, Pin Sec, Lankan Star, Catch Me, then Yes, 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 Vincero Valare from Dubious. Tenley didn't get into it. With Exhilarate and Free of Debt.
That was yesterday's Group 1 Golden Slipper, won by the filly Kiyomichi, a daughter of Sidestep, which stands at Telamon Stud in Queensland. And the general manager of Telamon, Joe Heather, has been kind enough to get up early this morning to reflect on the win yesterday. Congratulations, Joe. What a great result for your stallion.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look, it's a dream come true to take on a stallion and have this happen with these first handful of runners. It really is a great result for us, yeah.
She was dominant yesterday.
She was. And, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing when you're a punter, and there's quite a few that are telling me they can't believe that they didn't follow the form, the magic night in the soft ground, and even the good run before that in the Sweet Embrace. So, She's been a really, really tough filly the whole way through, and she just showed a lot of toughness there yesterday.
Mm. So Sidestep, her stallion, stands at your stud Telamon in Queensland. He actually raced for Dali, of course. So he stands for just over $7,000. What a result for him and his profile.
Yeah, it really is. It's fantastic for him, and you know, he was the first colt home in the slipper his year when he ran second to a good filly, and he's from a great family that's really good colonial tough speed family, so it's no surprise that he can throw a good tough young horse, but it's always great to be vindicated for all those breeders that sent mares to him in the past.
Sidestep is, of course, by Exceed and Excel out of Ambidextrous. He raced for Dali, and as you say, he was runner-up in a slipper. He was a good racehorse himself. How did you come to stand him at Telamon?
So we had to set our business up last year, and we sort of, to try and get a stallion in this stallion market, it's very, very competitive. So we approached Vin Cox at Godolphin with a couple of ideas, and one of them was that, you know, we had to try and identify a horse that was probably underappreciated or a little bit lost on their roster. When you stand Exceed McSell and a few of his sons as well, it can be quite hard for a horse like that to really get noticed on a roster. So we thought he's probably a bit underappreciated where he was, and we thought the opportunity to bring him up to Queensland, where we think that his pedigree and the style of horse he is would suit our market up here. And they were lucky enough for us. They were agreeable to that, and we were able to lease him for a minimum of 2 years to come up here to Queensland to kick off our stud.
And how many mares did he serve last season?
He covered 57 last year. We were a bit behind the eight ball in organising getting him on board. So a lot of breeders had already agreed to send their mares elsewhere. So he had not a huge book, but still quite a respectable book by Queensland terms to cover 57 up here.
Joe, Telamon is located at Innes Plain in Queensland. What's the backstory there, and how did the whole thing come about?
So Telamon's owned by the Fletcher family, Dan and Ray Fletcher from Emerald and Central Queensland. They bought the property a few years ago while it was still under lease from Eliza Park / Sun Stud. The property itself has an amazing history. So prior to being leased by Eliza Park. It was Racetree and Noble Park, and it's has quite a strong slipper connection before yesterday. So obviously stood Success Express, and then Mossman after that, and also stood Written Tycoon, and Conceived Here were Capitalist and Winning Rupert, and a lot of those really gun 2 year olds from that crop. So it's got a great slipper connection already, and it also has a great history of raising horses with Superstars Buffering and Zoostar both being born and raised here on the property. So we're quite excited to have a great history of a property like that tied in with an exciting young sire like Sidestep.
That is amazing history. And the Fletchers have raced and bred and owned a lot of top racehorses in Australia.
They have, yeah. So they're co-owners of Sunlight. They're co-breeders of Sunlight and co-owners of Sunlight with a great group of owners. So they had a fantastic Friday night at Moonee Valley. According to Dan, an even more exciting Saturday. So it's not often you can win a Group 1 yourself on Friday night and probably be more excited to watch someone else win a Group 1 the next day.
What an amazing 48 hours or so. Where does this now position the business? I know it's very early to be speculating about that, but does this change the face of the business in many ways going forward? And what's the likely future of Sidestep and his future at Telamon longer term?
Well, it doesn't change a great deal. It's probably just exactly what we were hoping for. And it's a real hope that something like this can pull off and sort of make your business. And for us, we think it will. The lease structure has sidestepped with us for 2018-2019 at the very least, and then we will speak with Godolphin and renegotiate and see if he gets great support up here this year. I'm sure we're a leg in to keep him up here for a bit longer. But yeah, it's just a great way to kick off a business, and it's a great result for those clients that came on board and supported us in our first year of operating and got their mares in foal to Sidestep at $7,000, and they've now essentially got their mares in foal to a slipper producing stallion for a very good price.
And you do a great job too, Joe. You're on the ball yesterday putting together a press release that went up last night. You don't often see that. Joe, what's your background in the breeding industry?
Well, my first job in the industry actually was for Woodlands. So I started off as a work experience kid there on school holidays, and my first full-time job was there. And I actually used to look after the dam side of Sidestep, so Dextrous and Many Hands, one of those old mares, were there when I was down there at Woodlands. And so it's a great sort of homecoming to have one of those beautiful old Woodlands families really help set our business up up here.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? It's quite amazing your link back to that with Woodlands as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's one of those formative years. Some fantastic people that I worked with there that I learned a lot from, and some amazing horses that I was lucky enough to handle and learn from. So hopefully something there is going to help that continue.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing the story with us this morning, Joe. And once again, congratulations. Great to see Sidestep get such a lovely horse, and there'll be many more by the looks of things. We'll check in with you again closer to the new breeding season to see what you're doing with him.
Thanks very much, Joe.
That's Joe Heather, the General Manager of Telamon Thoroughbreds in Queensland. They stand the sire of yesterday's Golden Slipper winning filly, Kiyomichi Sidestep.